They are at the bar in the Arms. They sit at the end, at the wall that divides the front bar from the back, they being in the front next to the archway, perched on stools, Eve leaning against the panelling, looking at the side of Anna's head and past it to the rest of the front bar, which is almost empty except for people. Eve is the same man that Stan calls Stoker and Gary calls Jan or Yanko. Anna is the woman Maria thinks of as Mrs. Grant. She is Anna Grant.
"Who did you meet?" asks Eve.
"No one."
"I met a man from Colombia."
"Was he an interesting man?"
He was interesting. Melancholy. I told him the story of the wretched woman, and he told me a story of a mountain."
"Which wretched woman?"
"The woman in the wall."
"I don't know that."
"Which first?"
She takes a sip of her wine. Her bracelet slips along her wrist. "The mountain."
"There is a mountain in Colombia. There is a sparrow there. A small bird. Some sort of small bird. Which is called the Heart of Jesus, but in Spanish."
"What is that in Spanish?"
"Le coeur de..." "Anna, that's French."
"Oh, Spanish. I'll have to look." She takes out her phone. "Go on anyway," she says.
"This bird is peculiar to the region, or this variety of this bird, in any case, is peculiar to the region. Certainly in its behaviour, it is peculiar to the region. When the Spanish arrived and one or some of them got it in their heads to climb the mountain, they would find the little corpses of this bird scattered near the summit. And the locals, the indigenous people, told them that...
El corazón de Jesús.
That's it. But the local people, the indigenous people, had another name for it, of course, in their own language. But anyway, they told the Spanish that this bird died because it kept trying to fly to the sun, and it would fly too high and its heart would burst and down it would fall dead. And that is why there were so many little bird corpses on the summit and near the summit. And the Spanish named the bird El Cortezón.
El Corazón de Jesús.
That's it. And the scientific amongst them wondered if a bird could get high enough into thin air in order to kill itself. And apparently there were papers written and philosophical Spanish gentlemen who pondered this a long time, this question, and wondered what it could mean. And wondered, too, if the echoes of the story of the Greek boy...
Icarus.
That one. They wondered how these local, to their minds, savages could have heard that story, and wondered if the Greeks had been there, and wondered if perhaps all the world's people came from the same original story. But of course that would have been a dangerous thought to have, given that they were killing these beautiful people left, right and centre for their gold, and with the declared justification that they were not worth a damn one way or another. And do you know, this isn't even the start of the story. This is all just preamble, Anna. I haven't even got to the start of it yet.
Go on, then.
But, of course, the locals were well ahead of them anyway, because to their way of thinking, there wasn't a multitude of these hearts of Jesus. What would that be?
She touched her phone a little.
Los corazones de Jesús.
Ah, oh, that's lovely. Well, to their way of thinking, there was only one corazón, eh? And the many dead birds were just the same dead birds, stuck in a loop, doing the same thing again and again, never learning its lesson. Up it flies for the sun and it falls down dead and off it goes again, like that other Greek boy.
Sisyphus, are we still preambling?
And there was something about the way these people, very specifically indigenous, very specific to that area. He told me the name, but I can't remember. But these are not your Mayans, who were just up the way a little, or your Incas, Anna, or any of the more famous, the Aztecs, the more famous civilizations of those parts. These are a different band of people, gathered around this mountain with the dead birds at the top.
He takes a sip of his beer.
And this now is the story.